Supporting the needs of the community, that's what we're doing with this community events on News Talk 1450 WALV. People living with diabetes face many decisions in relation to their treatment and daily lives. A new support group offered by Good Samaritan Hospitals, Welch Diabetes Education Center will help patients navigate information available to help them make the best possible choices. Meetings will be from 5 until 6 on the first Monday of every month. For more information, contact 812-885-8010.
Weather being brought to you by Vincent's Truck Supply. When you need trailer hitches, balls, electrical plug-ins, or other trailer components installed to pull campers or trailers, head out to Vincent's Truck Supply, just 3 miles north of Vincent on Highway 41.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. Cloudy this afternoon, highs in the low 80s. Cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, highs in the low 80s. For Friday, partly sunny, slight chance of an afternoon shower, highs in the low 80s. And Saturday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM WAOV.
Welcome to Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Grizzly & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award. Greg was named to Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM WAOV.
And this is Wednesday, the 3 o'clock hour, so that means it's time for Ask the Designer. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company Radio Station, and of course I'm joined with my buddy here, Greg Grizzly from Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Greg, how you doing this afternoon?
Absolutely fantastic.
Are you loving this weather?
Oh, the weather's absolutely fantastic. Just wonderful weather. We need some rain, though.
We do need rain. We do. If you look at my hair today, you can tell there's a lot of humidity out there. So I'm hoping that it does rain, kind of tame this all down today. But that's okay. That's okay. I'm kind of getting used to this look. So we're here each Wednesday at the 3 o'clock hour, and our show is Ask the Designer. We have fun doing this show. I mean, there's other shows during the week, you know, at the 3 o'clock hour. But if you want to have the fun show, you want to be here on Wednesday at 3 o'clock, this is the best place to be. And we have lots of fun talking about lots of different things. Ask the Designer isn't just necessarily the nuts and bolts of designing a room or a piece of furniture. We talk about a lot of different things and different ways that a designer can help you in your everyday life. And we've talked to a lot of experts that you use when with all the different things that you do. And that's fun doing that as well.
And we'll have more of those.
Yes, more coming up. We're excited to hear some of the stories that we've recorded and that we've got booked coming in as well. And then, of course, there's the hidden gem inside of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, and that's the gift gallery portion. We haven't spent a lot of time on that lately, so let's try to do that today and talk a little bit more about that.
Oh, we've got a whole bunch of new stuff coming in for the gift gallery for Christmas.
Yes. Oh, and there it is.
And there's Becky came up with a great idea for us with the gift gallery.
Mm-hmm.
She has put together little packages of gift items, and they're all bundled up with a bow already on them.
Oh, my goodness.
And a little flower and some little ivy and this and that with them. So they're perfect to just come in and pick up at $10, $20, $30.
Grab and
price
go.
Price ranges, grab and go. It's ready. It's easy. And there's some men's gifts there. Men's gifts are always hard.
They are.
And
they are.
I'll tell you, I have actually owned a couple of these things that we put together for the men's gifts, and I really like it, you know. There's a little dad saucer that says dad on it.
Aww.
And, you know, if you don't want your husband or your loved one or your dad or your grandpa throwing his change on top of the dresser and marring the wood and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
There's that little dad thing. And then we've got wine stoppers.
Ooh, wine.
That, you know, one has a shaving brush on it, one has a gear shift on it, one of them has a hammerhead on it.
Oh, cool.
You know, definitely made for men. And then we've got little money clips they can put in their pocket.
Very nice.
I have one in my pocket right now. It says, "My dad, my hero."
Oh.
You know.
How sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dad would love that.
Those are just nice little remembrances, nice little stocking stuffer, you know, for Christmas. And, you know, so, and then we've got some towels made up with stirrers and spoons and sticks in them.
Oh, very nice. And men like to cook. You know, it's not just us ladies in the kitchen anymore. Men like to cook and bake.
More and more men are cooking all the time, you know, and my mom used to say, well, all the great chefs are men. They're not women. And, you know, there's more women chefs now than there's ever been.
True.
But for years, it was a man's field, basically. I'm a cook. I love to cook.
Yes.
You know.
You're a very good cook, I might add. You're an excellent baker because, you know, when Greg makes his desserts, there's no calories in them.
That's right.
He whips them all out as he mixes it together. And so I can go and eat a whole plate of cookies myself and not feel guilty.
Right. And I tell everybody, take the calories out and cross my fingers at the same time. So that way my nose doesn't grow.
Well, I thought, so that's why you give me a diet drink to drink. Because if
you drink
the diet along with the regular full calorie stuff, they cancel each other out. See, that's how that goes. Good job.
People used to laugh at me doing that sharing. You know what I told them? I said, look at it this way. I'm getting half the calories in one hand, all the calories. So instead of double calories, I only have half the calories.
You were thinking. I mean, you were being very conscientious on your diet with that. So, I mean, they can't give you any grief about that. But
well, I happen to be personal friends with Paula Deen. We both believe in butter.
Oh, you know? Butter makes everything better. Give me the butter. Butter. So you said the little word, magic word, a minute ago, and I didn't swamp you on it, but you said the word Christmas.
Right.
We know how I like Christmas. So you said that there were some new Christmas gifts, and of course I know how you work, so that means there's some new Christmas decorations that are rolling in too. So
there's 14 trees standing up in the store right now, naked as the day they were born.
Oh my goodness. We ought to do a time-lapse camera of the store as you start with the tree and then you do a layer. Or no, I bet not. I bet y'all just go all at it from start to go when you start on a tree. You don't go around and do all the lights on them and then come back and do
Number one, they're all pre-lit, so we don't have to do lights.
Goodness, look at that, guys. The trees are pre-lit. There you
go. We've got the prettiest blue spruce this year.
That's
just lightly snowed. It's not a true flock tree because it's not flocked all over.
Okay.
It looks like you just pulled in from the forest and there's fresh fallen snow on the edges of the branches.
And it
has this little bit of glisteny. It's not truly glitter, but it catches the light.
Like a shimmer.
And it makes you think about that, you know. Of course, this is the time of year I get teased by all my poker buddies because when you're working with Christmas stuff, your glitter, you've always got glitter on you. I don't know if I got any on today or not.
I noticed a speck on your shirt from over here, so I wasn't going to say anything.
My poker buddies tease me about wearing my glitter makeup, and I go, well, you know, from October until after Christmas, that's the way it is.
That's right. There's nothing wrong
with that. I live
in
the world of glitter, so.
That's okay. So we've got lots of going on, but the big important thing coming up very, very soon that we want to remind everybody about, and that's the Christmas Open House.
Christmas Open House, November 10th and 11th, 9 to 5 both days. Many, many in-store specials, many secrets to be revealed that day.
Secrets.
New candles, many new artificial boughs to be hung, lots of new things, wreath holders that are decorated by Jane.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, Jane does great flowers. She does great trees.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, if y'all haven't been in the store and seen these floral decorations, Jane is amazing. She can take a stick. I'm not kidding you. She can take the Charlie Brown Christmas tree and make it look like the one in Rockefeller Center. I'm just saying. That's what she can do. She does magic. So you won't want to miss what they're doing. And something exciting this year is normally Greg does a window every year for Christmas and unveils it for the open house. This year, it's Greg versus the girls, and they both are going to be
No
competition.
We're both just doing a window for For everybody.
There you go. Wow. The girls are doing one this year, so it is going to be spectacular because they do give some feedback on what Greg has done in the past and helped him with that, but it's going to be amazing what they do, and the suspense
will
make me crazy.
They're going to use that new spruce tree I was telling you about.
Of course they are. Yes, so beautiful, so beautiful. All right, well, we are going to take our first break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about just something basic. How do we decorate a room?
Right.
So, you know, and you know me, I don't even know the basics, and I just moved into a new house, so I'm going to be taking notes. So, hey, stay tuned, and we will be right back after this break.
Appointments, not just for furniture, but to design and decorate your windows as well. Blinds, shades, valances, drapes, Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has the latest materials and patterns available. Each room and window is unique, so call Greg at Regal Furniture today, 812-886-4444, and be sure your windows are dressed to impress. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bessarin Streets, Vincennes.
Steak and Shake offers 36 different flavors of hand-scooped real milk milkshakes made the old-fashioned way. Try our delicious fall shakes, caramel apple, campfire s'mores, or pumpkin spice. Steak and Shake on Hart Street in Vincennes.
The original company radio stations present the DuBois County Health and Wellness Fair, October 12th. It's a great opportunity for your business to interact with nearly 300 people in just 4 hours. To secure your booth, contact Sherry Elliott at 800-387-3358, 800-387-3358.
This is a national health alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you could get a free meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pedometer as our special gift to you. We have knee, back, and other braces available, as well as pharmacy services. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and you have insurance, we can help.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
And we're back here live at the 97.7 FM News Knox County WAOV Studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the original company radio stations. And it's Wednesday, 3 o'clock hour, so you know that means it's the fun crew. It's the Ask the Designer group, and I'm joined by Greg Risley. Greg, lots of activity going on there at the store right now, isn't there?
Lots of activity. Lots of activity. People need to come see us. Oh, we need to remind them about the parties we do for Christmas time.
Oh, yes. This is great because a lot of people are always looking right. for some activities to do and take a break from having a lecture or, you know, actual sit-down program.
You ladies that are in charge of a program or your Sunday school class wants to do something different for Christmas, we will host you at Regal Furniture, daytime or evening. You have to call and make an appointment. We will produce an area where you can all be seated, use round tables and chairs. We'll take any group from 12 to 24. 24 is about the max we can handle in the store.
Mm-hmm.
I will do a little program for you, anything from how to wrap a present to decorating a tree to how to accessorize your home to tablescaping, anything that your little heart desires. We can do a short program on it. I don't like to do a long program because this is a Christmas event. This is fun, okay? I do make a homemade chocolate cake from scratch for dessert.
Yes, he does.
And we do coffee and tea and water.
Mm.
And there is no charge to this. The only cost there is to you is the time it takes you to make the appointment and get it all set up and gather up your friends, your class, your sorority sisters, whatever you club members, if you want to do that, and come and enjoy, you know, Christmas with us. So you get a sneak preview at some of the trees and some of the new things we're going to have for Christmas open house. If you come before Christmas, if you come after Christmas, you take your chance on some of it being gone.
Well, that's true. That's true. So Let me ask this. You said it's free for the group to come do that. And
that's
you
right.
And you we provide everything. You provide the location, the material, the demonstration,
right.
The food,
mm-hmm.
the cleanup.
Yep.
All of that for free.
Yes.
Dang, that's exciting. Because, you know, that's why I don't like to have stuff at my house, because I got to clean before they get there. Then I got to figure out what I'm going to make. And then I got to make it. And I got to clean up before they get there. And then they come. And then got to clean up when they leave. So what better way to host a sorority meeting or your weekly meeting with your youth group or whatever,
right.
your Bible study group? This is awesome.
Yeah,
no stress, no worries.
We allow you to have the meeting there. You know, we just step aside and let you do your meeting in private, and then you let us know when you're ready. Come knock on my office door, and I come join you and
Very nice.
Do the program for you and then serve you goodies and and let you go home.
Yeah, that chocolate cake, I've had that before, and whew, that is delicious. I mean, it is so rich, but I don't think clearly you all know that I like food, so there's nothing.
Don't we all?
Greg, there's nothing Greg has made that I haven't enjoyed food-wise, so you definitely want to give them how can they get a hold of you? What's the number to the store again?
812-886-4444.
And you're there Monday through Saturday?
Usually.
and you can make appointments for after hours if need be.
Right.
And so the meetings could even be on a Saturday or an evening during the week, as long
yes.
as they get that scheduled in enough time.
As long as I can schedule it and I'm not already scheduled. We have some clubs that come every year
yes.
and, you know, come back every year. And matter of fact, I'll tell you a little story. One of the clubs had been coming to Risley's at Bicknell for years.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mother at that time did the desserts for me because I was busy with the store and she liked to do this stuff. So she decided that because we'd served this one dessert several times, she thought she should do something else. So she made apple brown Betty or apple crisp, some people call it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And so the ladies that night when we served the dessert, they said, Betty, they said, you know, your apple crisp was delicious. We really enjoyed it. But your chocolate cake is to kill for. So they are still coming to Regal now.
Awesome.
So I only make chocolate cake. I don't even think about doing anything else.
No, no,
they'd be disappointed.
Yes, yes, definitely. Yeah, because I know that if I didn't get some of that chocolate cake, I'd be a little sad. So, so today, we're just going to keep it basic. We are just going to talk about a simple decorating a room.
That's right.
You know, I'm
number one. What's the first thing you need to do, Cher, if you're going to redecorate a room? What's the first thing you pick out?
The couch.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. I've been paying attention. All right. So yeah, I got my couch newly from Regal Furniture. It's leather and it's delicious. I love my leather couches.
Right. So the first thing you do is pick out the fabric.
Okay.
And, you know, or the leather or whatever, because there are fewer selections of upholstery than there are types of carpet, types of flooring, types of wall coverings, paints, and so on like that.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing that you do when you look at your room is you determine if you want to keep anything else that's in the room right now.
Okay.
Because maybe you got grandma's rocking chair,
yes.
or you got Aunt Tilly's little console, or you got great-grandma Bunty's little antique table. Those kinds of things, you know, people never want to part with. Now,
right.
sometimes when I walk into a house and people say, I want to keep this piece or that piece, I look around the house and I'll go, well, what about this in this area or this in that room? And they go, oh, I never thought about that. And I go, well, let's try it out and see how it looks. And they go, oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
I just never thought about putting it there. So sometimes if you want to keep a piece, we don't have to keep it in the same room. But we can put it maybe in a place in the house that shows us off
a better way
to a nicer extent.
Sure, and that's one thing, you know, we talked about early on in this. Even in a remodel, you can still keep some of those pieces. You don't have to just throw everything out and come in with all new. There's ways to incorporate some of those pieces you already have that are those mementos or the dad's favorite recliner that, you know, he's not going to get rid of or, you know, those things. They can always be worked around.
Or, you know, we can rework them too, you know.
Yes.
Sometimes we've had a table refinished to fit the current style and look in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Dad's recliner maybe got recovered because maybe the hair oil he uses has stained the back of the headrest a little bit, and it kind of needs an update. But he says, I love that chair. We're not going to get a new one. I want that one. Now, the only thing that with recovering that I always question people about is when you recover, you've got to fill in those holes and the saggy parts and places. And
you've got to firm that up. Yep.
Redo the cushion and so on. So when you redo a chair, you can't expect it to sit exactly like it did before, because it's just like a pair of shoes. You have new soles put on a pair of shoes, you have to break those in again.
Right.
Same way with upholstered furniture.
Yeah. So then we've picked out the couch and we've got the material.
Okay.
And
then we determine, and we're talking about living areas primarily obviously.
We're not
talking about a bedroom. Then the next thing we want to do is determine if we want a TV in this room or not.
Okay.
And then we have to determine where the TV feed comes in.
Oh, yeah.
And if that's an appropriate spot, you know.
Right.
Notoriously, builders or whoever does the wiring will invariably put a cable box or a cable hookup in the worst spot in the room. It never fails.
Well, that's the way it is right now at my place. And, of course, when they come to install it, they give you a cord that's like 4 feet long, so it's not like you can move it around too much. So, yeah.
Right.
So how do we fix that?
Okay. Well, number one, you can buy a much longer cord. You can even buy coaxial cable raw and put your own male and female ends on it.
Okay.
So you can get a cable 30 foot long if you need it. Okay. Now, a lot of times what we do, and particularly in your situation where you're in a rental right now, you can take that coaxial cable and run it down the baseboard from where it plugs in. And then they make these little U-nails that have insulators on it. And you coordinate the color of the coaxial cable with your wall and your carpet or your flooring.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can take these little U-nails and drive them in very carefully in the carpet or in the crack of where the flooring and the baseboard comes together. Because you don't want to damage the landlord's woodwork or the flooring. So you put those little U-nails in there and hold it in place, and you can run around the room. You can run it up the wall, around the window, back down. It's not too unsightly, you know. Even if you have dark wood and you have white walls, you buy black. And then the black doesn't show up around the dark woodwork. And where it goes across the wall, you wrap the black with white adhesive tape.
There you go.
Then it disappears.
Wow.
Against the wall.
Simple.
You know,
doesn't cross my mind, but
it doesn't fit perfectly, but when you get all your stuff in there and you're looking around the room, you don't see that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, you know, so that's good.
Okay, so now
once you've determined where the TV's going, okay, if there's a TV in the room. If there's not a TV in the room, maybe you've got a fireplace and you want that to be the focal point.
Okay.
Now here's one important thing to remember. Normally, when you walk into a room, you want to be able to easily see the primary seating area. In other words, you want to easily see where the sofa is or where a grouping of chairs are or whichever the case may be.
Okay.
So that's the next thing you determine. You determine where that sofa is going to go or a grouping of chairs. Usually, the sofa goes on the biggest plain wall in the room.
Okay.
Not always, but usually. So you're going to avoid window walls and things like that. So once you get the sofa placed, then you think about, okay, is the sofa in a good spot with the TV?
You
know. Yeah. Or is the sofa not going to be the primary place you lay on the couch to watch TV?
Well, heck yeah.
Or are you going to sit in a chair with an ottoman to watch TV? So then you start thinking about, okay, placement with the TV, placement with the sofa or a chair, depending on which it is. Once you have that determined, then, you know, in magazines you see lots of pictures of rooms with no end tables in them.
Right.
Or on each end of the sofa.
Right.
Or chairs sitting with no table beside them. We really don't live that way.
I am
in very few homes that don't have tables by every chair and end tables at the end of every sofa. But you see magazine pictures this way all the time. The reason they do that is because it's really easy to take a picture that way.
Okay.
Okay. But also is getting the room arrangement. If you got light lamps, you have to have an outlet in the floor and so on like that if you island the sofa.
Mm-hmm.
But that you have to remember magazine pictures are made for pictures, not necessarily for living.
Sure. Functionality is not a goal in those photos, is
no.
what you're saying. Yeah.
No.
It's just to be pretty.
Right. Because most people want a table to set a drink on, or if you're sitting reading a book, or you need a lamp there, a light source. You very seldom see many lamps in a magazine picture either.
I really hadn't thought about that, but yeah, you're right. I do a lot of work from home, so, you know, I've got to have a table nearby so I have my drink and my note cards or whatever it is I'm working on, or put the laptop there. So, yeah, I definitely need a table of some sort nearby at all times.
Right. And, you know, then we get into tables. There's lots of options on different types of tables. One of the new things are charging tables. They have a little trap door at the back.
I remember
that you can lift
about
up.
That. Yeah.
And you've got a USB port in there. You've got a electrical outlet in there. You can plug right in there with your phone or your laptop and hook it up and plug in the USB port. And you're all set to do your work on your laptop and sit at home and so on.
Yeah, because the way it is right now, when I plug my laptop in, I see my cord strung halfway across the living room. So, yeah, it's nice. That would be a nice thing to have. That way it's all just tucked away and, you know, the dog's not tripping over it or the cat's not trying to chew on it, you know, that kind of stuff. So very, very handy. All right, well, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we'll continue to talk about some of the basic ideas when we're designing and decorating a room. So stay tuned.
From the Washington Chrysler Center 97.7 WAOV News Desk, I'm Tom Lee reporting. The Bicknell City Council has formally approved the use of its Community Crossings matching grant funding. The City of Bicknell received the full amount it requested, $570,228 for street and related projects across the city. Bicknell qualifies for a 25% match for CCMG money. That means Bicknell officials will chip in $26,000 for that work. Bicknell Mayor Thomas Estabrook told council last night the paving will be completed in the spring of next year. Milestone contractors will do that paving. The Knox County Area Plan Commission has approved the rezoning of a plot of ground on Beer House Boulevard for future use. The commission approved two different motions. The first, a subdivision of 0.75 acre from the overall 33-plus acre tract. The second was a rezoning of the land to C1 commercial. The petition is being made by U.S. Partners Group. Plans are for the land to be developed into a church. Men from all over the area gathered yesterday in Highland Woods Community Center for the annual Men's Health Tune-Up. It's the 12th year for the free health screening provided by Good Samaritan Hospital. Every year, the one-stop event provides thousands of dollars in free health testing for hundreds of men across the area. More news available anytime at newsknoxcounty.com. I'm Tom Lee, WAOV News.
This is Hoosier Ag Today. It's the Wednesday. Our market report and mostly lower again on Wednesday, although we had a turnaround in the bean market. This update is brought to you by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. 800-708-CORN, seedconsultants.com. Chopping lower again in the corn market on Wednesday, and we finished December corn down a penny and a quarter at 348 and a quarter. March 361 and a quarter down a penny, and May 370 and a quarter down a penny on continuing harvest pressure. Also, beans lower most of the day, but then a turnaround, maybe a little bit oversold in that market. November beans finishing at 958 and a quarter, up three. January 968 and three quarters, up two and three quarters. December wheat 442, down a nickel and three quarters. Up 2 cents, December live cattle 114.92, lean hogs 61.90, down 17. I'm Andy Eubank, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Finding the right remembrance in a difficult time is easier when you trust Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has memorial gifts to send to your friend or family in their time of loss, including angels, memory boxes, wind chimes, and crosses. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery provides free local delivery, so call 812-886-4444. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussern Streets, Vincennes.
Tournament action on the WAOV sports calendar. I'm Tom Lee with the WAOV Radio Sports Beat.
At the North Knox Class A Boys Soccer Sectional, it'll be South Knox versus Mitchell in game number one, followed by Reveille versus Washington Catholic. Vincent's Lincoln volleyball team plays at Linton at 6. Reveille volleyball team plays Evansville-Bossy at Evansville-Harrison starting at 6:30. Junior high sports, Clark 6th grade volleyball team hosts Pike Central. Clark golf team plays Gibson Southern at the Cambridge course. South Knox 7th and 8th grade volleyball teams host Sullivan. South Knox middle school golf team plays Washington at the Country Oaks course. And North Knox junior high volleyball teams play at Reveille. The Levi Salter Show will be tonight. That'll be from the Hart Street McDonald's beginning at 6:30 on WZDM and WZDM.com. Some football action in junior high sports. Clark 7th grade loses 22-0 to Boonville. Clark 8th grade wins over Boonville 22-0. North Knox 7th grade loses Eastern Green, 8th grade a winner. I'm Tom Lee. This community event on 97.7 WAOV presented by First Vincent Savings Bank. Your community, your bank. First Vincent Savings Bank, member FDIC. St. Peter Lutheran Church Fall Fricassee is coming up October the 14th. Ready for carry out at 12 noon that day. Lunch is available with hamburgers, brats, and salads, as well as fricassee and a pie sale, too. That's at St. Peter Lutheran Church, 7 miles south of Vincennes on South Decker Road. It's the St. Peter Lutheran Church Fall Fricassee.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. Cloudy this afternoon, highs in the low 80s. Cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, highs in the low 80s. For Friday, partly sunny, slight chance of an afternoon shower, highs in the low 80s. And Saturday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM WAOV.
And we're back here live in the 97 FM AM 1450 WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company. You can also listen to us each Wednesday at 3 o'clock hour at newsknoxcounty.com. Click on the Ask the Designer logo and hit Listen Live, and you can hear us each week right there from your laptop or computer on your desk. We have a live show each day at the 3 o'clock hour. Of course, none of them are as fun as our show, but Tuesdays are the Mark and Mark show where they talk about different community goings on. Thursday, Ask the Lawyers with Jeff Cobb and Dave Rolligan. And then Friday is the Bow Wow Meow Hour with Laura Ariel from the Vincennes Animal Shelter. So lots of good stuff going on here on the 3 o'clock hour, but Wednesdays is our day, Greg.
That's right.
Greg Risley is here with me in the studio, and he's from Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. And remind our listeners, where is Regal Furniture, Greg?
4th and Bustrin on the corner. Big red awning around the top of the building, so you can't miss it.
Nope. And you're open Monday through Saturdays, 9 to 5.
That's right. Evenings by appointment.
You do evening appointments, so if you can't get away during the week or on a Saturday, don't fret. Greg is always willing to work with you and find a time that works. So you can come in, shop, consult, whatever you need to do. They're glad to take care of you. And that's the same whether it's the gift gallery, furniture, or designing needs. And, you know, the show's Ask the Designer. And one of the things that kind of floored me when we started this show was just how affordable it is to consult with somebody like you, Greg, and make that investment in whatever it is you're doing, whether it's purchasing furniture, a remodel, an addition to your home, building a new home. But it's very important that when you do these projects to have somebody to consult with and think of these things, because there's so much involved in all of these things, and making sure you're getting all the components taken care of is very important.
That's true. And, we try to make it, affordable for people to get design help, you can always walk in the store and ask me questions in person.
Yep. So we would love to hear items you'd like to have discussed or you have questions for us. And you can do that a couple of different ways. You can go to newsknoxcounty.com and click on that Ask the Designer logo. And if you'll scroll down, there is a little form you can fill out with your name, and you can ask the question. You can ask a specific question. You can give us a topic you'd like us to research and discuss, because we like that too. Or just something in general. It doesn't have to necessarily be a specific question on furniture or design. It could be an entertaining question. I mean, you name it. Greg knows it. It's amazing all the things that Greg can rattle off just off the top of his head about anything. So he's a wealth of knowledge, and we should capitalize on that. So you can do that. You can also call here at the station. Ask for me. The number is 812-882-6060. My extension is 2245. You can contact me and let me know. You can email me at shareelliott@originalcompany.com. You can call the store and ask for Greg, or one of the girls there will be glad to take your question. But we definitely want to hear from you and be discussing what's of importance to you, the listeners. So, and we want to know that there's actually people out there listening to us. We hear that there are, but we'd like to know that there are more. So before break, we were discussing some basic design or decorating components, and so we talked about the first thing is you pick out your couch, and then you look for the placement of a television or your focal point, depending on the room that we're going to be using, and then we place the couch. So,
and then you had a question.
And then I had a question. You know me. So this new place where I live, love it, awesome place, cute. But it's a little awkward. I have a big window on one wall, and then the other wall runs from the living room. The dining room area kind of all is open. It's kind of a short, fat capital L, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a couch. I have this new leather couch that's awesome, and I have a love seat, and I have a recliner, and I just can't seem to get it all to fit just right. I've moved it a couple times. I'm a little challenged with, I don't like the TV necessarily in front of the big window, but that's kind of the way it needed to work with that 4-foot cable the cable people left me. So what do you recommend? I don't like the idea of a TV in the window. Is that good or bad?
That's good.
That's good.
There's nothing pretty about the back of a TV. So you don't want people coming to your house to see the back of the TV. If you can get it into a corner chair, okay, it's a lot better. And then you can set your sofa so that it's either at a right angle to it or across from it, or, you know, use the sofa on one side of your room, use the love seat on the other side of your room. You might use the love seat in front of the window because it's attractive.
Okay.
You know, and then put your chair at an angle at the end of the sofa.
Mm-hmm.
To look back toward the TV, if you can get that TV into a corner.
Okay. So, because like right now, I'm using the sofa, it kind of, where the hallway wall stops to start making the L of the living room, family room, dining room area, I have the couch kind of starts there and is its own little fake wall between the dining area and the living room. Is that okay to do that?
It's okay to split a room with a sofa or a love seat.
Okay.
You might like the love seat there better than the sofa to not break as much of your room in half.
Okay, yeah.
Because if you have a large piece of furniture sitting there and breaking that room in half that way, it makes the room look smaller.
It does, because I don't have a lot of space at the end of the couch. It's like right next to my recliner, so that's a great idea. I'll have to flip the love seat and the sofa.
Try that and see if it helps you.
See, something simple like that, I never crossed my mind. I just thought that's the way it needed to be, or that's the way I was stuck with it because of, you know, the way the entry is and where the TV is. So
a lot of times when people move, wherever that piece of furniture gets set down, it's where it stays.
Yeah, that's kind of guilty. That's kind of how that happened.
Well, and it does with most people, just because... Yeah, it's ended up there, and you think, okay, now how do I work around this?
You know,
instead of thinking about, well, I can move that one piece of furniture.
Right.
I've had hundreds of people ask me the same question.
Good. Well, and what I did was, I have these new couches, and I kept the recliner. It was only about a year old. I'd gotten it from you as well, but I also incorporated a wardrobe from my daughter's bedroom suit that I kind of use as my catch-all. It has coloring books, crayons, craft items, games, all of that in there. And then I also have my grandmother's hope chest that I kind of use as a sitting bench. When you come in, you can take your shoes off. My daughter, she's got a milk crate there with all of her college books and stuff, so it's kind of nice to – it's dumping station, if you will. You know, you drop your purse, your keys, that kind of stuff, all right there. So that all kind of blends together, and but it didn't flow well with my furniture. So I think if I flip things around like we talked, I think that'll open that up a lot more and look better.
Well, you have to report back next week and tell me.
Yes, I will do that. I will do that. So what do we do?
If you're still having trouble, you have to call me, and I'll come out and look at it and help you rearrange it.
I'll be like, Greg, help. I can't do this. I need you. So what would be next? Once you get the big furniture placed, what do we do
then
next?
You want to think about table placement.
Okay.
And what kind of tables work with your furniture, so your styles are similar.
Okay.
And, you know, get those placed, and then think about, you know, the next thing you have to think about is light sources.
Oh, yes.
You know, if you've got a ceiling light in the room, so be it. But a lot of times that doesn't give you enough light to read by.
Mm-hmm.
So most people, even if they have a ceiling light, they negate that, and then they decide what they're going to do, you know, elsewhere. Sometimes you need to add, if you're a homeowner, you can additional lighting, like in the shape of can lights in the corners.
Oh, yeah.
You know, something like that.
Yeah.
If you're a renter, then you need to depend on ambient light that you can move.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you want to, you know, if you've got a recliner and a sofa and a love seat, where do you primarily sit?
Okay.
Are you in the recliner more, or in the sofa more, in the love seat more?
Okay. Yeah. Before it was the recliner. Now that I have the new stuff, it's the sofa.
Okay. So you want a good light there.
Okay.
You need a good light source there. Now, the other thing you have to remember, this is the year when we're going to see them stop making incandescent light bulbs to a great extent. You know, moving into the convoluted LEDs and, you know, this sort of thing. So, you know, and some people even told me the chandelier bulbs that they used to always buy, they can't get now.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, we have to think about making those changes. So if you change, we've got a lamp at the store that actually will hold 3 convoluted bulbs around the exterior of the lamp. They're equally spaced.
Okay.
And then you've got a center bulb also that you can turn on.
Okay.
And the, you know, if you buy the right size LEDs for these, you can get about 250 watts of light out of that lamp.
Wow.
So that gives you a great reading light, or light to work with if you're trying to do paperwork and stuff sitting on the sofa.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's very nice. Very nice. And so is that that's a floor lamp that you're?
Nope. It's a table lamp.
Really?
Now they make floor lamps with the same configuration.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But this one company that we deal with makes them for table lamps, and they're we sell them quite well because people go, I really need a good bright light to be able to see to read.
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought that a table lamp would have been necessarily big enough to be configured to have that much or that many bulbs and provide that much wattage. But, you know, I'd have thought it had to be something bigger and be more stable, like a floor lamp.
Well, our table lamps are getting taller now. Used to be used 28, 29-inch lamps.
Mm-hmm.
We're going back toward 33, 34-inch lamps. You know, years ago, we had 36-inch lamps.
Oh.
So you get better spread of light out the bottom of the shade.
Sure.
So since lamps are going bigger, then they can put a bigger shade on it because they're taller, so they don't look top-heavy.
Right.
Then they can put more bulbs inside that lamp.
So what's more advantageous for someone? Would it be a floor lamp or a table lamp? I mean, you know, because we're talking, I'm thinking of, you know, those tall, that they're like 5 feet tall and kind of, why would I want one of those as opposed to a table lamp, or what would be better?
Well, it just depends on your use. If you've got a chair that doesn't have a table by it, then you definitely want a table lamp there.
Okay.
A floor lamp there.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But the table lamp is probably the thing that brings the light a little closer to your lap or where you're going to read.
Okay.
Or like some women like to knit and do needlework and things.
Right.
They usually hold that in their lap. A lot of times we hold a book in our lap.
Right.
But a table lamp is going to get your light spread closer to whatever it is you're reading or working on.
Okay, so it's based on whatever the use is. If you're just wanting it for lighting, the floor lamp would probably be okay.
And if you just want ambient light, you can do anything you want, really.
Okay, good to know. All right, so now we have the tables and
we
have
the
lighting.
Lamps. Lighting.
So now what's next?
Okay, do we need something in front of the sofa?
Oh, yeah. Well, like, okay, mine are recliners now. So how do you handle that?
Okay. You've got all kinds of things. You've got little small ottomans that'll fit there. Some ottomans have flip-top top that becomes a tray or an upholstered top.
Yeah.
So if the person in the middle gets stuck without a recliner, they have a place to put their feet up.
Good point. Yes.
We have a really neat little ottoman at the store now from Hamry, and it's covered in leather. But the leather lid lifts up, the padded part lifts up, and you pull a tray out from inside that will come up to table height.
Oh, nice.
And you can put your laptop on there to work.
Very nice.
Or you can put your dinner plate on there to have a meal or whatever.
Yeah.
And now it's narrow enough that it fits between reclining and sofas, because I know yours is.
Right.
You bought it from us.
Right.
We also have some little nesting tables that you can stack that are like 19 inches square.
Okay.
And they're cocktail table height. So that would work in that location. They also make some little trunks, small trunks that have a lift top that have storage inside.
Very nice.
So, you know, there's several things, you know, if you need things like that, we may have to order it for you. But we can access it, we can order it, we can find you some.
Yeah. Which you do have a lot of different tables there. I mean, some of these that you've mentioned I've seen in the store. So
right. It's
not necessarily has to be ordered, but if you have a specific color or something like that, then maybe
and
it might need to be ordered.
Usually they do.
Yeah.
Usually
yeah.
There
well, of course,
is a specific...
I mean, you're making an investment. You want it to match.
Right.
So.
Well, your leather's okay there because you change. And that's kind of nice to think about leather for that ottoman, because if your sofa's fabric, it gives you a change in texture.
Okay. Yeah. Good idea. Because I was a little panicked that, you know, here I am, I've got this nice couch, and then I don't have any tables. You know, I don't have a spot.
We'll which, take of course, care of that.
There you go. There you go. All right. So we've got our tables. And so now, are we just accessorizing? Is that what we're doing?
We're accessorizing.
Okay.
Almost everybody hangs their pictures too high. Pictures are made to be enjoyed seated. So, you know, think about hanging your pictures a little lower, look around your room. If you got a lot of wall space between the, if you're sitting in a chair and you have to look up to see where the pictures are in the room, they're hung too high.
All right. Well, we're going to take our final break. And when we come back, we're going to finish up some basic design, our decorating ideas, and take some questions. So stay tuned.
Doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Maybe it's a pair of shoes, maybe it's a certain bike, maybe it's a certain mattress. Whether you're running, biking, or even sleeping, the equipment you use matters. Beautyrest provides equipment for high-performance sleep to help you perform better than ever. For a limited time, get great deals on select Beautyrest mattresses during the Beautyrest High Performance Sleep Sale. Find a retailer at beautyrestretailers.com.
Experience the past at Mississinewa 1812, Indiana's most exciting living history weekend. See battle reenactments, folk musicians, over 100 merchants, craftsmen, and food vendors. Journey back 200 years at Mississinewa 1812 and experience life in the Indiana Territory as it was. Located 7 miles north of Marion on State Road 15, Friday through Sunday, October 13th through 15th. For more information and to order tickets online, go to MississinewA1812.com.
Why do you want an in-home design appointment? Because you don't want a sofa that won't fit your living room or that doesn't match your carpet. By having a designer come to your home, they can ensure that the furniture you purchase and the fabric you select fits perfectly in your home. Contact Greg Risley at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery and let him help you plan your home's new look. Call 812-886-4444 today. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bustern Streets, Vincennes.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM AM 1450 WAOV studios. You can catch us on NewsKnoxCounty.com. This is the Ask the Designer show. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company, joined by my buddy Greg Risley of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. And it's our last segment, Greg, and this hour always flies by. We just have too much fun. Maybe we should look into maybe extending this another hour, another day, but today we talked about some simple redecorating or decorating ideas, and we
mapped out how to arrange your furniture.
That's right. And, You know, of course, Cher needed help, as always, with that. And so I can't wait to get home, start pushing furniture around. But these are just some of the simple things that you can help with. That's what you do. And how can somebody get a hold of you if they need this guidance?
Give me a call, 812-886-4444.
Excellent. Stop by the store at 4th and Bustern, downtown Vincennes. They'll be glad to help you there as well.
Just remember, though, there are times when I'm out measuring for blinds or window treatments or measuring somebody's room to help them get a room design. So if you really want to specifically talk to me, you need to call and make an appointment just so that I'm sure to be there when you stop by. We don't want you to have to make two trips.
Exactly. And, you know, he's willing to stay after 5 p.m. So as long as you call ahead and make that time, he will gladly make the time for you.
We have some people call and need a gift that day, and, you know, they don't get out of work till 5 o'clock, and I'll go, come on by. I'll stay until you get here and get it picked up.
Yeah. Yeah, and we talked about that a little bit earlier. The gift gallery is getting ready to explode with lots of great gift ideas.
We're going to have some grab-and-go gifts for the Christmas season.
Man, that just makes it so nice. And because, you know, everybody's so busy at work and so much going on. They got the kids. They got this. They've got to volunteer for that. They got to cook for this. They got to do this. If they can just go in and say, I need 3 women's gifts, I'm spending $20 a piece, and boom, there they are. Walk to a table, and there's all kinds of different things to choose from. That is great. Keep it simple. That is awesome.
And the other thing I always tell people going into Christmas season, always keep a wrap package in your hall closet.
Oh, okay.
A general gift, because sometimes you get caught flat-footed. Somebody drops by with a gift for you, and then you feel like a jerk. You didn't think about them on your Christmas list.
Yeah, or you forgot the birthday, or,
If you've got that little gift in the closet that's already wrapped and ready to go, say, I'm so glad you dropped by. I was going to have to track you down and give you this.
There you go. Oh, great idea. See, Greg, you've got me. You take care of me. That's just all there is to it. You take care of me. Let's remind everybody, they need to get this on the calendar right away. Don't miss
November 10th and 11th.
November 10th and 11th. It is the Christmas open house for Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery.
9 to 5
with Friday and Saturday. Always a tremendous time. Stunning, stunning, stunning is usually the word I use for
bigger
what I see.
And better
there.
This year.
Oh my goodness, I can't imagine. I can't imagine. I'm super excited.
I had somebody in the store the other day say, I can't wait for your open house, because said every year we leave and we go, he can't do any better than this. And they say, then I come back and you said, you've done it again.
There you go. And what you tell them when they say that is, challenge accepted. I will be bigger and better next year. So that's what I like to say, challenge accepted. So again, we would love to hear from you, ideas, questions that you have for us. You can do that a couple of different ways. Go to NewsKnoxCounty.com, click on the Ask the Designer logo, and there's a form where you can submit to us. You can call into the store at 812-886-4444. You can call here at the station, ask for me. The number here is 882-6060, and you can ask for Cher Elliott, or my extension is 2245. We would love to hear from you, topics and questions. And so we do have time, I think, for one question that came in. And the question is, I know that hardwood floors are the in thing right now, but I like the feel and look of carpet and throw rugs. But I'm hazard for older people. What type of carpet should I use?
Well, wall-to-wall carpet is easy to really take care of. It eliminates the idea of throw rugs for that we create a fall. If you are going to use throw rugs in your room, I highly recommend you use a non-skid pad underneath them. They make almost a paper-thin non-skid pad for rugs that have a jute back that would slide on floor or tile. I even recommend some people like these really soft bath mats,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have a rubber back. So you can use the same non-skid under those bath mats.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, that was easy enough. So again, it's Ask the Designer. We're here each Wednesday, the 3 o'clock hour. So be sure and tune in next week and catch us. We'd love to hear from you. You know how to contact us. So stay tuned. See you next week.
That's it for this week's edition of Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. If you'd like more information, go to Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 102 North 4th Street in downtown Vincennes, or call Greg at 812-886-4444 and Ask the Designer.